Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And, of course, a special, very special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That starts out with our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women, getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It continues with our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center mail operators hauling the mail back and forth and the packages and everything everybody wants. And then again, we've also got the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And a special shout out to our Amazon warehouse people as well as our Amazon drivers. And we have a lot of them that listen and comment on the show. We thank you for that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And then our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the great things we have over there to offer. Okay, joining us from the far west out there in the nanostratosphere of the atmospheric rivers and all that stuff going on. He's got more coming, by the way. We've got the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Thank you very much, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes. And it's a little nippy on the porch tonight, but we've got some people over here from Dallas, Monday Night Football. Temperature right now is 50 degrees and dropping 48 in another part of town. It's supposed to be 37 tomorrow morning, the morning after, rather, Sunday morning. We don't know exactly what we're going to get tomorrow, but it's going to be nippy nonetheless, so the frost will be on the pumpkin.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mr. Kyle, do you suppose this weekend they will find some more documents somewhere in Joe Biden's hiding places?
That's a very, very good question, Captain, and I think that's a real possibility, you know, if we found documents at the Biden Penn Center for the think tank thing in Pennsylvania, and if we found them in his garage, Lord only knows where else we might find something like that.
Well, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, and all the Democrats are sitting there
straight face going, oh, yes, I think it's a good idea that we get a special investigator here and we investigate and find out what's going on. And did somebody plant these or what's going on here? They didn't say it for Trump, did they?
Well, no, of course not. In fact, they were calling this was high treason, and this Trump should get the electric chair and stuff like that, we heard. But, of course, and I guess people have already asked this question, Captain, did they open the trunk of the Corvette? They look in the trunk. Maybe it's like one of those things when you're trying to smuggle stuff across the border. Do they need to take it all apart and look in all the different compartments of the Corvette? I don't know. It's this terrible that we have these kinds of issues.
Well, the Corvette has a funky looking trunk, so they might have trouble getting into it.
Yeah, right. Well, but all kidding aside, of course, they're actually, we're hearing on Friday how, well, you know, they were trying to box up stuff really fast between the transition of the Obama administration and the incoming Trump administration. And so maybe that's kind of what happened. You know, so they're already starting to throw up everything on the walls kind of to see what sticks.
Doesn't that make it worse? Because now you got something that's been sitting there for going on 6 years.
Well, exactly right. Who had access to the garage? Where are the visitor logs to Biden's home? In other words, who may have come across these things? Not only in Biden's garage, but also at the University of Pennsylvania, where there was, I might add, a lot of, funding coming from China. So the plot thickens here.
Well, I'll tell you who's having a field day with us, and that's Fox and Newsmax. Those two news agencies are just out there just ripping Biden, ripping the mainstream media for their lackadaisical reporting of what took place.
Well, and as they should, this is a matter of national security. If they were up in arms about Donald Trump having these things in a locked area where, and they, by the way, as far as we know, Captain, the federal government was aware of what might have been there, and they were negotiating, and that's really not the right word to use, but they were getting the agreements together of how to return these documents. But in the case of Joe Biden, they were just in boxes in his garage next to his Corvette. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah. Well, we're getting ready to take a break, and after we come back from the break, folks, you're going to talk about the House Oversight Committee and the fact that they are starting to move along with the influence that was being peddled by the Biden family before the 118th Congress took place. So, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. He will be with me later today when we go to the Largo Two Guys Gun Show at the Largo Event Center. They're open today from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stop on by. It's not just about guns. They've got ammo. They got outdoor supplies. They got other things related to doing things with the family. There's bows, there's arrows, there's fishing poles. And, of course, you can take the concealed carry class and get your concealed carry permit while you're there as well. So all of that can be done. Look forward to seeing you there at Two Guys Gun Shows in Largo, Florida. TwoGuysShows.com for more information, TwoGuysShows.com. All right. You've heard me talk about him before, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And how his product has given me a lot of great pleasure and made me feel better with certain things. Tonight I'm going to talk about the sheets that they've got. And I'll tell you something. The Giza sheets are the top of the line sheets. You can't not win by having a pair of them. And they got them on sale again. That would be the bed sheet, the mattress cover, let's see, the pillowcases, and the upper sheet, whatever the heck they call it. I'm not a sheet guy, but I'm just describing them. You got the one that goes over the mattress, the one that goes on the bed, and you sleep under it. And then you got the pillowcases. And it's really, really great. And they're $29 now for the set. $29, lowest price ever on these sheets. All you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, take a look, see at what's over there, go into the Radio Listener Specials page, because that's the only place you'll find this, Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, look for the Giza sheets, you'll find them, and you're in Lake Flynn. You might find something else there, too, because they got a lot of specials going on there right now on that page, Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Now, if you want to call them, you can do that too. You can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time in the number. 800-641-5459. Give them a call. take advantage of all the great radio specials they got. And they'd be more than happy to tell you what they got. I'll tell you that right now. They'd be more than happy. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to finish up here with something, and then we're going to move on over to what the federal court did yesterday in fining the Trump businesses, if you will. The House Oversight Committee has already begun an investigation into the alleged influence peddling by the Biden family when the 118th Congress convened earlier this month. I would have said that long before this document scandal, but no, he can't be trusted, so says Congressman James Comer, the panel chairman. And he said that his entire family, this is the congressman, he said his entire family have been compromised.
Well, certainly, Captain, as we've been watching then Vice President Biden and now, of course, then candidate Biden, now President Biden, there are a lot of questions, especially having to do with the exploits of his son, Hunter, what we do and what we don't know about that, with the pieces we know and the pieces we don't know so far. A lot of that was suppressed, of course, during the 2020 election, but a lot of that is now starting to come to light. So the idea of compromising, of course, goes back to these business deals. Who is the big guy? Why is he getting money? Where's the money coming from? What's the role of China, for example? These are big questions. And I got to tell you, if this had been a Republican president, a Republican politician, this would have been wall to wall all the time, and it probably would have derailed any political hopes that they have. But because it's Joe Biden, because he's a high level Democrat, this is the state we're in right now.
Well, the chairman of the committee, the House Oversight Committee, James Comer from Indiana, has said, and I quote, "You just can't trust Joe Biden with the nation's secrets."
Well, I think more and more people are going to start agreeing with that statement, or at the very least be incredibly worried about what does all this mean, because a lot of this is now coming to light. In fact, they had this information about the documents, and this is one of the reasons, Captain, why the White House press corps is so up in arms, because they're saying, you know, you're talking about transparency. Karine Jean-Pierre keeps saying we're being transparent, but they're saying, but transparency, you've known about this for months, and now you're
before
just
the election
about this. Well, of course. Of course. And so all that political maneuvering goes into play. And now, of course, they don't really want to talk about this. They want to shut it down in the sense of, you know, you're asking too many questions. Look, these documents were there. His lawyers were getting the documents or what have you. But none of it adds up. Nobody's having that moment where they say, oh, yeah, okay, that makes total sense. Okay, fine. Next crisis. But that's not what's happening.
Well, here's what adds up. On Friday, a New York State judge ordered the Trump Organization to pay $1.6 million in state fines for years of providing off-the-books compensation to some of their top executives. Now, the sentence comes after Donald Trump's businesses were convicted of 17 felonies last month, including tax fraud and falsifying records. Longtime employee Alan Weisselberg admitted to receiving an apartment, luxury cars, and a private school tuition for his grandchildren under the table. He was also sentenced to 5 months in prison after he pled guilty for doing such.
Well, that's right, Captain. The $1.6 million figure, which is the fine to the Trump organization, evidently is the maximum allowed by law that
that's
the
right.
judge can impose.
Yeah. That's right. And the conviction will now make it tougher for the company to take out future bank loans if that's indeed what they need to do.
Well, right. Yeah, I think the future of the Trump Organization as we knew it is certainly going to be very, very different. We don't know exactly what impact now the former president who has declared he's running for president, what that's going to have. But this looks like this is going to continue on. Of course, the Trump Organization denies any wrongdoing. Donald Trump himself was not named in this suit in the sense he wasn't on trial and says he doesn't have any knowledge of all the things that went on in these counts.
Well, meantime, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, has filed a $250 million lawsuit against Trump and his organization, alleging that they had inflated property assets to banks and insurers, which is a violation of the law.
Right, right. And again, these are some pretty heavy-duty accusations, and so you're going to have to find evidence to back those accusations up. Remember, in our system, we still, you know, the government bears the burden of proof. The prosecutor bears the burden of proof. That being said, I think it's very interesting, Captain. Again, I think it was Letitia James. Didn't she campaign? Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't she campaign on the idea of elect me and I'll get Trump?
Yep.
That's a pretty different sort of political bent that we see. Prosecutors, you know, shouldn't go in with foregone conclusions per se, but that's what we got.
Now, we also got something else. We got the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday agreeing to hear an appeal by an evangelical Christian former mail carrier in Pennsylvania who accused the U.S. Postal Service of religious bias by forcing him to work on Sunday to deliver packages, which was against his religious beliefs.
Very interesting. We'll see how that pans out, as it were. Generally speaking, in the history of our country, people with seriously held religious beliefs aren't compelled to have to go against them. And when that comes to employment, also, I think, is probably a very, 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 very important arena. Because imagine if you had another company that said, well, we don't care that you're XYZ religion and that your religion says you need to do this on this day or not do this on this day, but you have to do it. I can see that would be easily winnable in court for the individual.
Now, we've had, what, 5 whales wash up on the Jersey Shore in the last 2 weeks?
That's what I've seen, yes. So that's okay. Very disturbing. Yeah.
Okay, well, Congressman Van Drew in New Jersey is now demanding the wind projects cease their operations until an investigation can be done to see if they have something to do with these whale deaths.
Yes, very interesting. Now, again, can you imagine if it was not a, quote, green energy project and you had sea life, especially whales in this case, being affected where they're dying. There would be so many different groups calling for the suspension of operations until you could determine something. But maybe because it's a green, quote-unquote, green industry job or a green industry energy development, that somehow how could that possibly be dangerous for the environment? But maybe it is. We got to find out.
Yeah, there's something going on there, and I think it's related.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, here comes the music up in my ears, so hang on there, folks. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we approach the bottom of the hour here on the program. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more coming your way on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The CDC and the FDA are looking into concerns the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older.
The CDC notes that overall the data suggests it's very unlikely there is a true clinical risk. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
They continue to evaluate data. I'm Dave Collins.
Engineers are developing a nasal spray that could be used to prevent the transmission of the coronavirus. According to a report by Johns Hopkins University, engineers have created a thin, thread-like strand of molecules designed to be sprayed into the nose. The newly engineered filament is called Face 2. The spray would block harmful viruses from entering the lungs, with the idea that it'll work like a sponge to absorb the virus. The sprays could effectively replace face masks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America, Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of fun with the Captain's Army. We can go over to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, chime in over there. There's a lot of people in there that like to chime in back, so you get a lot of like-minded people over in there. And all we ask is that before you get yourself in trouble, you keep it civil, because if you don't, we'll dump you like a freaking rock into the pond. That's what we do, because we don't want a bunch of arguments and discussions and bad, ill comments going on over there, so we just don't allow it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, the Talbots sent me a box yesterday, and in it they sent me the new products they've got, because I've been talking a lot about the vitamins they got and whatnot. And they sent me a sample of their senior men's vitamins, which appear to be pretty good from what's in it, the ingredients and what it does, and this and the other little brochure came with it. And you can get those over there by going to relieffactor.com/captain. You'll find them over there. They also had vitamin B12, vitamin C, and vitamin D, all of it. And by the way, my doctor also checked this stuff out and said it's good stuff. So that's coming from my doctor. And myself, well, I'm taking this stuff because he said it was good, or she said it was good, so I'm taking it. Now, here's the deal. If you're in pain, if you got back pain, shoulder pain, side pain, leg pain, wrist pain, arm pain, whatever the pain might happen to be, neck pain, and you're trying whatever you're trying, and you're taking a handful of them to boot because maybe you're taking over-the-counter Anacin or Excedrin or whatever, I want to suggest something different that will work with a little packet, four convenient, easy-to-swallow capsules. You take them with your food, take them with breakfast. If you need them again, you take them at lunch. If you need them again, you take it at dinner. Now, once you get this stuff in your system, it starts to react positively against any of the pain that you've got in your body. It will go right straight to the source of the pain. Now, the reason it does that is because of the natural ingredients that are in it. There are no narcotics in this. This is an all-natural product, 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. Those are the four prime ingredients in this, which helps your body with its natural response to inflammation. Inflammation causes a lot of the problems that you've got. And if you get rid of the inflammation, you get rid of the pain. This stuff will do that. Plus, the other thing it does for me is when my legs start to swell or my ankle or my foot starts to swell, which is part of what I get for being on my feet for too long without having them up in the air and all that stuff. I take this and the swelling will stop. The pain will stop because there's a fair amount of swelling, the pain that's created. And it works. Again, I'm telling all this because it works for me. If it works for me, but this might work for you. And if it does, then you're in like Flynn. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try the 1995 3-week quick start. I will have some with me today over to Largo Gun Show to show you what it is and what it does and how it works. So there you go. And Kyle Warren has something that he likes to say about it. Go ahead there, Kyle.
All you have to lose is pain.
Yep. relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. Okay, Mr. Kyle, the former acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, said that the special counsel's investigation into Joe Biden's handling of confidential documents could sidetrack the president's attempts to get his political agenda through Congress. Now, I'll explain what the former Attorney General Whitaker said. He served, of course, in the Trump administration, made his comments on Friday, said that the Attorney General Merrick Garland has a mess he can't get out of. With the appointment of a special counsel to investigate the former President Donald Trump's handling of classified documents, Garland had to name, because of the president, had to name a special counsel to investigate Biden for the same thing.
Well, certainly, and that's exactly right. It's a mess they can't get out of because it's all out in the open. It's incredibly difficult to spin this any other way other than if you thought that President Trump's thing was bad, this is bad too. If you appoint a special counsel.
It's worser. There's a word for you. It's worser.
it is worser. And by the way, you know, Captain, somewhere in one of the conference rooms, as they're trying to go over what they can do about this, somebody must have raised their hand and said, well, first of all, we can't blame this on Kamala. So somebody probably wanted to at some point. That's how scandalous this scandal really is. And it will impact Biden's ability for his own legislative agenda. It's going to impact every single thing because these questions aren't getting answered. They're not going to be a lot of good answers anytime soon about how they got to the garage and stayed next to the Corvette for so many years. It's just not going to work. It's going to overshadow everything about Biden and what he says and what he does. And every time he has a press appearance, there's going to be some questions about it. And then he's going to get testy about the whole thing, and it's going to get worse from there.
Let me try to explain it to the listeners this way. Say you got a used car. Say back in January it was worth $1,500. Say today it's only worth $1,200 or $1,100 because it's depreciated and inflation is creating havoc with some of these things that were going up. Now they've leveled off, and in some cases are going back down where they were. That's kind of what you got here.
Well, exactly. That's right. And it's going to keep going down because the value of the Biden presidency is really impacted. And, of course, that means that as we look ahead to 2024, the idea that he'll easily go get the nomination, I think, is starting to become a real problem. And there are so many Democrats, by the way, Captain. You know, we thought that the whole thing with the McCarthy speakership vote was really bad in terms of unity. The Democrats are completely disunified, I think, about Joe Biden running for president again. There are a lot of high-level Democrats that would love to see him throw in the towel. And because they want either their shot at it or they simply want everything to go in a different direction.
Well, I am still hearing that this may in fact be directed intentionally by some people in Washington, D.C. that don't want Joe Biden to run. I'm still hearing that.
Well, that's right. And, of course, even we hear some people say, well, it was Republicans that planted this to make Trump look good. And there's all kinds of stuff like that. But what you're talking about seems to make a lot of sense just in the grand scheme of things, because Biden has not come out to A, say he's running for sure, or B, I'm not running. And we keep getting this, well, I'm going to go talk to my family. We've heard this a couple of different times already. So how much talking to your family are you going to be doing and then come out and commit one way or the other? I realize why you can't commit to not running at this point, just because it creates a lame duck situation from the get-go. But Captain, yeah, I think they don't want him to run, and they don't want him to even have the option of running.
You said lame duck, you know where my mind went right away?
Where's that?
Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, yeah, well, the duck. That's right. Jeff will put the duck in the chat room for that.
Only,
that's right.
Only if he's awake.
Now, well, but if... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh. Biden's border app isn't going to change, and the illegal immigration crisis isn't going to get better anytime soon.
No. No, it's not going to get any better anytime soon. Even though he went to the border, that was a photo op that was, again, designed to try to show, because Democrats realize, Captain, that they're losing ground on this issue, and they've got to try to get some of it back, if only by lip service to the whole thing.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Let me see here. Yeah, I don't have a lot of time. Damn it. I got 30 seconds. This is Dan the Man, right?
Right.
All right, well, I got 30 seconds going to a hard break.
Okay, you remember before Christmas he was in Michigan at a union event. And there was a guy that was channeling four more years, and under his breath he said, don't count on it.
Yeah, I do.
And people kind of forgot about that.
I do remember
but
that.
It always stuck in my craw. Why would he say that? He should really have an easy time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd love to speak to you some more. You can call back after the top of the hour, and we'll have a little chat.
Okay, will do.
All right, so Dan the Man, and here comes the music, speaking of which, up in my ear there, Kyle. We're going to be right back, folks, and more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will definitely be right around the corner with all sorts of great stuff for you on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's another great day in the weekend, and we're here in the middle of all of it. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pro
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You give me something I need. Now tell me I got something.
song from the good old days. It's Bad Company. Can't get enough of your love. Kyle, when was that put out?
That's a good question. I'm going to, well, I have to make a guess. Okay, I'm going to make a guess, and I'm going to think it's around 1972, 73, somewhere in there.
Well, not sure, but it looks like the dress they're wearing, the garb they're wearing, could be from that era. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
so we'll go with that, and we'll just let it stay there until somebody corrects us, like Rock and Roll Chris.
Yeah, I'm sure Chris will know. I'm sure he will.
He's the guru of rock and roll, and he will let us know very quickly. Oh, okay, and by the way, Chris, that one was for you, because I know you like that sort of stuff, and we do too. That's why we play it. All right, well, let me get on over here real quick and take a peek, see at what we got going on. I'm going to read you this, and I'm going to give it to Kyle. Another active weather weekend is in store for the West Coast, especially saturated California. Now as yet another surge of atmospheric river moisture arrives. Now heavy to excessive rainfall, flooding, possible multidimensional landslides here, there, and everywhere. I hope you're not in an area where they're going to get that, Kyle.
No, we don't typically get that in my area. No.
All right, heavy mountain snow, gusty winds are all expected. And then right behind it, next week, another one coming on Monday. Gee whiz, can't you get out of this problem?
Well, Captain, yeah, looking here at the satellite imagery, we're looking at the storm, of course, that was going to be coming in here on Friday or yesterday. Then we've got the weekend storm. Then we've got another storm slated for Monday for the beginning of the week. And it's all out there in the Pacific. It's all coming along, that Pineapple Express, the atmospheric river. And you're right, the ground is saturated. And if you have unstable ground that has already been saturated, it means you could have more landslides and, of course, debris flows. 17 people, actually 18 people in California have died from these storms, including one woman who was buried in her car, submerged in her car north of San Francisco because of the heavy rains and mud and debris. So it's a very, very serious situation to be sure. So again, as we're taking a look, as we're heading into the weekend, we're taking a look at some of these alerts, and of course, most of Northern California, Central California as well, all under aerial flood watches. We have winter storm warnings as you come down Highway 395. That's the other side of the mountains there. You've got all that winter storm warning all the way down towards Ridgecrest, I should say. We also have the winter storm warnings over in Utah, all up and down Interstate 15 as we head into the weekend. Winter storm warning in central Arizona. This is going to be north of Phoenix, and especially around the Flagstaff area. High winds are going to be predicted in southern New Mexico, and we've also got winter weather advisories as you come out I-70 west of Denver. High winds, of course, also near Cheyenne. Winter weather advisories up in Montana. This is going to include Helena, Missoula, Butte, and Bozeman for the most part. And we do have some active snow on the radar right now. This is going to be in parts of Idaho, also up near Helena, Montana, and right now west of Idaho Falls. It is raining up in Northern California, especially in Redding, if you're coming up Interstate 5. More next hour, and back to you, Captain.
What did Helena know?
And when did she know it?
That's
right.
All right, well, let's take a look here, because I don't really have anything to talk about until I get over by the Mississippi River, and I'm going to go all the way up into the southeastern corner of Minnesota to tell you that there could be some developing weather there. Don't know what it's going to do yet. It could be rain. It could also be something different. We will see for sure. What's going on? Again, you have to take a look at this stuff and always wonder. Now, I will also mention that we've got going on here in the middle of things, way up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we have snow. And the snow is going to definitely going to be affecting the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight. And with all of that that's out there, we need to know that if you're up there in Upper Michigan, you might want to plan on a wintry wonderland for the weekend. Now, we do have snow along the Great Lakes tonight, starting with Toledo over to Cleveland. It hasn't moved further east other than Erie, Pennsylvania, and over towards Ripley, New York. That's about it. Other than that, you're looking pretty good on the lee shore of Lake Ontario. Can't say it's going to stay there that long, though, Kyle.
Well, exactly right, yes.
Yep. So we'll have to see what happens after that. But in the meantime, We need to let everybody know that we've got snow, of all places to be. We've got snow down in the Kentucky area, West Virginia area. We've got we've got more snow going on right now in the central part of Tennessee. We also have got snow over in the mountain edge of North Carolina with Tennessee and down into the very most northern part of Georgia. By the way, we do have some really cold weather tonight, going to be colder tomorrow on down the line, if you will. Into Florida, right down here in my backyard. Tomorrow morning, we're expecting highs or lows there, sorry, in the 30s, the upper 30s, right here in Tampa.
Wow, that really is something, yeah.
Tell me about it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like you didn't know that. No, actually, you didn't. But, no, it's going to be a wintry weekend, cold temperatures the next two or three mornings in a row. So, you know, this is when everybody goes back out and goes, well, I guess I got to turn my heat back on. Well, I guess yes, you do.
That's right. Well, yeah, still winter, still January.
Absolutely, positively. Now, going up the East Coast, we're going to have gale warnings all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way down to South Florida. So it's going to be windy over on the ocean side, and there'll be some big waves out there, too. We're going to have a little bit of fog in a mix again, Chesapeake Bay down around North Carolina. Might have some up in the Long Island area. Got some unsettled weather conditions again up in Vermont, up in Maine, the northernmost parts there. New Hampshire, same thing. That could be snow as the winds move around today, and we'll see what happens because, again, the weather system is such that it looks like as if it's going to be predominantly out west until everything catches up with us back east again. So tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, my friend.
Well, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, the good people there. They bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app. And when you download that app, you're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week. Get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You want to pull on in today, use their locations function to find the location nearest you, and sign up and start having more savings every time you stop at a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center.
I'm in.
Me too.
I'm in. All right, folks, we'll be back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Jeff is going to tell you that he's found the station, but that's okay because we knew Jeff knew about it because Jeff listens to it all the time, and we appreciate that. In the meantime, we're coming back with more after the top of the hour news.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.